The playing fields are so level and there is so little differentiation among the rivals that one should expect cutthroat, tooth and nail, dog-eat-dog competition, fleeting profitability, and unsustainable leadership. And for many companies, that's how it is. Yet a few leaders are way out ahead, chased but never caught, generating a greater range and a higher quality of products and services, responding more quickly to the changing market, with fewer people, fewer resources, and fewer mishaps and accidents. While everyone else struggles to keep up, these high-velocity organizations race from success to success with growing market share, profitability, and...
When the envelope arrived from Benefice Hospitals in Great Falls, I took it from the mailbox and brought it to my office, where it sat unopened for several days. I had not forgotten about it. I was still curious about what was inside, but I was also uneasy about opening it. As a Benefice record keeper had told me in advance, the envelope contained the final medical records of my maternal grandfather, Leroy Belote, and cursory information about the cause of death of his 22-year-old sister.
In the next couple of days, while the police were canvassing the neighborhood, they came to the Tessiers' residence again. This time, they questioned Eileen about the events of December 3rd. The older girls just sat and listened, saying nothing. One thing that they heard that made them all look at each other was when their mother told the detective that their brother John had been home all night on the 3rd. The girls all knew that it wasn't true. None of them had seen him for a few days. It was only a matter of 2 days before the FBI decided to get involved in the case, as they thought that perhaps Maria was abducted and taken across state lines. The FBI interviewed many witnesses who had seen the two girls playing without any other person present between 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., and spoke to family members who had seen or spoken to Maria and Kathy during Maria getting her doll and Kathy getting her mittens. Based on these interviews, Johnny was thought to have approached the girls after 6:30 p.m., and the FBI concluded that Maria was abducted between 6:45
when I started working for Frank, I had no idea what my job description was. For the first couple of weeks, I rode around with Frank as he touched base with various people he dealt with. It was good because I got to know who he knew and I met some interesting characters. During that time, I felt Frank was feeling me out, watching how I conducted myself and figuring out where I'd be the most productive. Frank owned a very big complex in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, and he asked me if I'd mind collecting some rents for him. I said okay, but before I did that, he assigned me to clean out the basement of the building.
In 2018, yet another true crime show is re-examining the case, Missing Time, on the Discovery ID Network. At the same time, this case continues to surprise me with its twists and turns. Recent court filings have presented yet another accusation of a conspiracy to commit murder from one of Schwartz's main accusers. The information in this book was gleaned from law enforcement reports, transcripts, and other documents within the public domain from related criminal and civil court cases, trial testimony, newspaper accounts of the case, and independent research. Some of this information has never been presented outside of court documents. Some of this information jurors didn't hear. Some of this information people involved in the case don't want you to know.